as a mission, the church did have Chinese pastor, Reverend Y.B. Leung, L-E-O-N-G, was the minister. I took care of the mission work for how long, I don't know. Later on, he moved to Chicago. And then later, he moved to San Francisco. Then Reverend S.K. Lau came to Bakersfield. He stayed for a very short time. Then he was transferred or moved to Los Angeles area, LAU. At the time when the mission was being organized in the 30s, I believe, there was a Reverend A.S. Donat, D-O-N-A-T. He was a minister in the Bakersfield Congregational Church in 1937. And then later on, Reverend Dr. John Whitenick succeeded him, and he helped tremendously the Chinese to reorganize and have it become an active church. So the ministers that I know are these two.
Dr.
Whitenick.
Nick. Okay, and also the Reverend Donut.
Donut.
Are the ones that you remember.
Yeah.
Right. And I was also curious, is this church only for Chinese only, or American?
Well, mostly Chinese. Sometimes I think Chinese, they like to stay together. And they feel that it's their church. But the Bakersfield Congregational Church wanted to assimilate the Chinese into their congregation, into their membership, because they have the facilities, they have the staff, they have the accommodation to take us in. They were very anxious for us to become a part of them. Somehow the Chinese let us stay to themselves. So they never did accept that invitation to join them as a one unit. Although there a few families did join the First Congregational Church of Bakersfield.
You mean Chinese family?
Yes.
So how many attendance, like every Sunday?
Oh, Sunday? I think when I was there, I think we had 30 or 40 children.
Children, Sunday school.
How
about the adults attending services?
We have a service. I think towards the end, when Miss Harper took over, I think they had services. They really didn't have a complete church program. Mostly just Sunday school
for the children.
But for Easter, Christmas, when something special, the children participated, and then their parents came in to see the children perform.
What were the attitudes of these Chinese parents toward the church activities? Did they?
Well, I think they accepted the idea that church is a good influence. And beside, give the children a chance to be with each other. At present, I think Bakersfield has a good Chinese school, language school.
But the parents would not attend the church activities that themselves.
I think they would if we have a program, adequate program for them.
Uh-huh. What did you teach the Sunday school? You were in charge of the Sunday school for?
Well, I more or less supervised the program, the activity. And I did have a class of, I think I had a group of boys one time, and elementary school age. But our program was limited because most of the children was small. We did get some of the high school children to help, you know.
So did many Chinese parents would ask you for special care?
No. They felt they were very adequate because most of those parents were my contemporaries. Some of them were younger, just my age group, so they felt very competent to take care of their own family.
Did you use English or Chinese?
English.
So the Sunday schools were conducted in English?
Yeah, English.
Until 1957, you left Bakersfield. The church always maintained the same
I understood after the war, there is a Chinese minister who came into Bakersfield, and he has organized the church. I understand it's a full-fledged church under his direction.
But at that time you were not there?
No. The address of the church or mission, the Congregational Conference was very glad to have him take over because they felt maybe we should become independent, you know. We have become of age and be able to take care of our own needs. So I understand this new church, I don't know what the name is, it's using the same facilities, the building. Mm-hmm. The church address is 2010 N Street.
It was always there.
Mm-hmm.
How big was the church?
Just a small,
small room,
like a country rural type of church. One, unless they have added to a one room for worship and in small rooms in the back.
But you say there are 30 children, 40
yeah,
children?
Yeah, I think so. Mm-hmm. A special occasion, we have the church fill to capacity because parents and neighbors and friends.
How about you mention about CCDA, the Chinese Consolidated Benevolent Association? Was that the only Chinese organization in town, or were there other family organizations, district associations?
Well, I really don't know anything about those Chinese organizations. Okay. More or less secret, do you know? Are they secret organizations?
Some of them are not, some of them probably are close to their own members.
Yeah.
Like
yeah.
As you say,
yeah.
Not like church open
mm-hmm.
for everybody.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But do you remember any sort of activities that put out by the
no.
Consolidated
mm-hmm.
Association? How about the, so your family did not belong to any of them?
No.
Your
no.
husband's family?
No.
I see. So the most of your activities were in the church?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. I see. The, how about, because you have this college degree and you stay home taking care of the children, did you do anything else besides getting involved in the church? Did you sort of help?
No.
In
those days it was hard
mm-hmm.
to get anything. Of course, I would like to help. Some kind of employment, you know,
mm-hmm.
during those depression years.
Mm-hmm.
But there was nothing to be had.
Mm-hmm.
So I stayed home. I guess I never really did want to go out because I felt I have the children and I wanted to stay home. But when the older boy was old enough, I did go to Fresno State
mm-hmm.
for summer session
mm-hmm.
to get my teacher's credential.
Oh.
And of course that was just a few hours, you know, in the morning, I might say,
mm-hmm.
summer session, 6 weeks.
Mm-hmm.
So
that
that's only
your children
time.
Were about 10 years old or older?
Yeah, I think the older boy was, let me see, about 12. Mm-hmm.
Why
He's
did
older.
You want to get a teaching credential? What was the
Why?
Reason? Uh-huh.
Well, in those days, the only employment open to women was teaching. And I never had any training in business. So I thought the easiest thing for me to get into would be education.
Mm-hmm. So did you get the teaching credential?
Yes. Uh-huh. I went to summers,
uh-huh.
so I got enough credit to get my state credential to
uh-huh.
teach.
To teach your
public school.
Elementary school?
Elementary,
or?
Yeah.
Uh-huh. At that time when you were in Bakersfield, I'm sure there were not many women had a college degree.
Not women of my age,
mm-hmm.
but there were younger women because there were two other teachers who got into the teaching profession in Bakersfield.
Mm-hmm. But the women at your age mostly did not have that much education. Did people sort of knew that you had higher
No,
education?
I don't think they were envious of me, but, you know, they were happy, they were contented. Their husband, especially after the war, their husbands made comfortable livings for them. And so I don't think there was any feeling of,
mm-hmm.
you know, they were envious of me.
How about when you went to Fresno State to get the teaching credential, attending school, how would other Chinese
I don't know. I never asked them and never expressed their opinions. In fact, I don't know if they knew it or not.
I
see.
What did your husband say when you decided to go back to college?
Oh, he's the kind of says what you want. See,
mm-hmm.
very accommodating, considerate.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Did your husband have any college education?
No, no.
Mm-hmm.
In the early days, you know, he was born in the 1902.
Mm-hmm.
02, yes. So in those days, if your education is to most people's mind is not important at all. You've got to go to work.
Did you have chance to go to the public schools and get some education, American education? Does your husband?
He, my husband. Oh yes, he went to school, a baby school.
What did he decide to come to Los Angeles at the first?
Well, Bakersfield was a small town. You know, there's not much up there for a young man. And he was interested in art. He heard of Otis Art Institute. So I think he took some correspondence course. And he decided that he would want to come to Los Angeles, try the life of a big city, you know, more educational opportunity.
Mm-hmm. Did he actually get into artist or an artist when he
Otis,
came to,
yeah. Otis. I don't know if he did or not.
Mm-hmm.
I remember he said he wanted to, but for economic reasons, you know, it's pretty hard to.
So what did he do? He worked in produce market?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
What type of job he did?
Oh, he did everything, I guess. You know, in those days, it's no category. You'd be the salesman, you'd be the loader, you'd be the pricer, you know, marketing, you'd do everything that needs to be done.
So did he help other people, or he actually have partnership with other people?
He worked for some company, and then he and two other fellows went into partnership, a business of their own.
Mm-hmm. What is his business name? What was his business name?
I don't know.
See,
that was before I knew him, before I married him.
But when you married him, was he still in the produce business?
Yeah, he was still in the produce.
Uh-huh, I see. It was a pretty good business at that time?
Well, I don't know. Mm-hmm. Whether they make a living or not, I don't know.
No, but when you get married, he was able to rent a pretty good house.
Well, houses, rentals were cheap in those days. Mm-hmm. We got half of a house for $23, so. Or did you get that kind of thing now?
Yeah. Well, you got married. Know. Where did you live the first half?
1935.
But where did you live?
In Los Angeles.
Which area? The street?
Kenmore.
Oh, yes.
Kenmore. It's south of San Marino.
Mm-hmm.
It's away from the Chinese community, but it's close enough.
Lived there for a long time, too?
For a few years.
Did you move before you went to Bakersfield?
Yeah, we moved.
What is the reason? What was the reason you decided to move around?
Well, I don't remember exactly.
Uh-huh.
Well, they raised the rent.
Uh-huh.
That's one reason. I think it's one way to show the race discrimination. I think the neighbors, you know, didn't want Chinese to live among them. So the best way to do it is to raise the rent, you see.
Became more. Was like a white neighborhood?
It's a white neighborhood, but they did have some Spanish.
Uh-huh. How about Chinese?
No.
You were the only Chinese.
Well, there was a young couple about two or three blocks away.
So
just scattered Chinese, you know.
Uh-huh.
And then the Chinese family about 10 blocks away, but it's called a Chinese neighborhood.
Mm-hmm. Can you tell us about the Chinese woman's life in Bakersfield in general, like the Chinese women you know. And of course you talk about these Miss Glass was especially fun.
Most of the Chinese women, they were my contemporaries. They were very modern, you know, educated. And they are either in business, their husband had good business. So there's nothing unusual about them.
Well, I just talk about their normal life.
They all had children. They had to see two children. Went to school and just that type of thing, ordinary, nothing unusual.
You said they were all well educated?
Well, I mean, yes. It is like the Chinese just came from China, you know, unfamiliar with the ways of living in this country. You consider them well educated, they talk well, they speak well, they dress well, and they go shopping, you know, they talk intelligently, and read the newspaper and listen to the radio.
Mm-hmm.
See, a generation before them, they couldn't do all those things.
Mm-hmm. Were there many like new immigrants as your contemporary?
No, I don't think so.
So most of them were born or?
So most of them were second generation.
In Bakersfield?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I see.
Very few of them came elsewhere. They were all born in Kern County, New Bakersfield anyway.
Uh-huh.
I think most of them were native. A few came from Stockton's or the Sacramento, you know, or Los Angeles, but most of them natives of Bakersfield.
How about the women that were older than you
Me?
Were at that time?
Well, there were very few.
Mm-hmm.
Very few. We had a few older women. But they stay home and taking care of their grandchildren, you know, that type of thing. They help. Or just that type of thing. Very few of my age now, as it is now, you know, I don't think they live long. I'm 70 plus, you know.
Uh-huh.
So in those days when you live to be 50, 60, you live that long, yeah.
Uh-huh. So the older women would also come out the street shopping,
no.
I
guess so, you know.
Uh-huh. How about the family business, like the Chinese women?
Well, not the modern women. I think 2 or 3 is the most. But the older Chinese, my in-laws generation, they had big family.
Uh-huh. I see. No, but the family business.
Business.
Uh-huh. The women would help in the store? Did they sell things in the store, in the market?
I guess so. If they have their own business, probably they would come in and give a hand, you know, to help out.
So when you go shop, did you see the Chinese women working?
Very few. I think most of them, they have their young daughters, young sons working in the store, you know, after they come. Come home from school and then they go to the store and help if they have business.
I see. But the women would rather stay home.
I guess
take
so.
Care of that.
I don't remember seeing. But in the restaurants, I guess they help in the kitchen.
I see. How about the church? Like you mentioned about Miss Buzz in the early days. Of course,
uh-huh.
That was not the,
uh-huh.
the time you were there. That together, all the Chinese women, and at your time, were there many Chinese women involved in the church activities?
My time, when I was there, only my contemporaries, the older ones, didn't only come out for special. really they weren't that many. Mm-hmm.
So they would come with the children?
Yes, I can't recall any of the older women come out. I don't know if there were any.
But were there any special activities for only women at your of your age?
No, I don't think so. But later on, they organized, they called the Chinese Women's Association. And they did have a project, you know, and scholarship projects, that type of thing, raise money or something.
Were you the members of this Chinese Women's
Association? No, I think they organized after I left.
I see.
And there was a nucleus, Chinese women that were interested in the organization work, except nobody really expressed their desire to organize a group. So I think it just takes leadership. See, that's what we were lacking. And I was looking over the clipping last night. Oh, that's all right. There's nothing important down there. So. I have a clipping here showing the Congregational Church had a Chinese art festival and showing a group, and these are the women that, see, they are my contemporaries.
Oh, there's the Women's Fellowship of First Congregational Church presented Festival of Chinese Arts at Bakersfield Women's Clubhouse Thursday at 2 p.m. This is, what year was this?
1943 or 1944.
Do you know Mrs. Sing Lum?
Yeah, I know all these people.
Oh, I see.
See, they are my contemporaries.
I see. What, can you talk about them? The Mrs. Sing Lum Miss, and...
Well, there's Miss Jing.
Oh, okay, Mrs. William Jing.
Yeah. I think she went to UCLA, UC Berkeley, and her husband is an engineer or something. And
they're living in Bakersfield.
Yes.
What was their family business?
He works for the city, I think the city engineer or something like that.
Oh.
See, my, she's not Chinese. She's her daughter, but they were interested in Chinese history, Chinese art. And Mrs. Bean, Mrs. Edwin Bean, and she's a refugee. She, she's a Hawaii, a native of Hawaii, I think, but married a Chinese in Peking. And she was in Peking for many years until the wartime. And her husband was a geologist for the Chinese government there in Taiwan now.
But what did the husband do at that time in
her
Bakersfield?
Her husband? He was working for ARCO.
Richfield.
At that time, it's called Richfield Oil Company. And her husband, she's not Chinese, her husband's not Chinese. Her husband is working for Standard Oil Company. See, Kern County is an oil country, so it's, and her husband
is
a farmer, Miss Singh,
Singh
Lum, and her husband's a farmer, and well, I knew her mother-in-law, you know, she's in the other generation, but she's, so that's I.
Yourself, right, on the second from the left, right.
So this is the group, of course, like I said, we did have a few, the younger, she's much younger than I am,
mm-hmm.
you know, her husband went to Berkeley, her
mm-hmm.
husband graduated there,
mm-hmm.
and she went to Berkeley, maybe that's why she met him.
Uh-huh. Was she a native?
She's not a, Jessie. No, I don't think she's native of Bakersfield, but her husband.
Oh, I
yes,
see.
She.
Mrs. Jing, and the
mm-hmm.
husband is Mr. William Jing, huh? I see.
Yeah.
Oh, that's very interesting. So the women would get together, have these different functions.
See, they like this type of thing, but it takes leadership
mm-hmm.
to organize and keep the wheel rolling. I think now they have a group of women. Now they have time, you
mm-hmm.
see. They are older, they have more time, so I think they are
who,
able.
What kind of relationship between the Chinese women and these American
oh,
women?
Oh, we are very friendly, very nice people, of course.
How did you get to know them? It's because of church.
Yes.